Campaign ads are one way to get the message out. Political songs are another. Even America's founding fathers used music to promote their political agenda. Weekend Edition's classical music commentator Robert Greenberg joins us from the studios of KQED in San Francisco to take a closer listen to politics in song. Welcome back to the show.
Always great to be here.
Before we get to hear some of these campaign songs, I'm intrigued by a word you used to describe them. Contra facta. What does that mean?
Isn't that a great word?
It's a great word.
Yeah, a contra facta is a pre-existing and ostensibly a well-known melody that has been fitted out with new words. The advantage of using contra factas for things like campaign songs is that people already know the melodies.
We're going to go way back in history and listen to a John Adams campaign song. It's called Adams and Liberty.
And ne'er shall the sons of Columbia be slaves, while the earth bears a plant and the sea rolls a wave.
I feel like I should be standing with my baseball cap off over my heart. That sounds like the Star Spangled Banner.
It's an English drinking song written in London during the 1760s by someone named John Stafford Smith. But of course, as a melody, it gained much greater fame in 1814 when it was hooked up with words by Francis Scott Key to become, yes, the Star Spangled Banner.
I'll give Oscar Brand some credit for performing it there. Let's talk a little bit about some lyrics. I mean, these songs were not just catchy tunes. I believe in Thomas Jefferson's campaign song, Jefferson and Liberty, there's actually a policy reference?
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson's campaign song refers quite directly to the Alien and Sedition Acts that had been passed by Adams that he, Jefferson, almost immediately repealed. Collectively, these acts are referred to in the song as the Reign of Terror.
The gloomy night before us flies, the reign of terror now is o'er. No gags, inquisitors, and spies.
That's dangerously close to mudslinging there. Do you think, do campaign songs stay polite for the most part?
Oh, of course not. And why should they? By far the most mud that was slung that I could find was a Martin Van Buren campaign song set to Rockabye Baby. It's a song that attacks, I mean brutally attacks, Van Buren's opponents, the Whig Party, and its candidate, William Henry Harrison, who had been the hero of the Battle of Tippecanoe. The words are absolutely hysterical.
Rockabye Baby, Daddy's a Whig. When he comes home, art cider he'll swig. When he has swag, he'll fall in a stew. And down will come Tyler and Tippecanoe.
And I don't think I've ever heard the word swag before.
Or stew, as in stupor, I assume.
Yeah. Wow, that is nasty, huh?
Yeah, and it just keeps getting nastier and nastier. I love it.
The next one we have should sound familiar.
Hello, Linden. Well, hello, Linden. We'd be proud to have you back where you belong.
Oh, my goodness. There's a tune to dance to, huh?
Hello, Dolly opened up on Broadway in January of 64. And, of course, the election, the 64 election, was but months away. So Jerry Herman himself wrote these new words for Hello, Linden, and Carol Channing, the star of the show, herself introduced the song during the 64 campaign.
We're right in the middle of a presidential campaign now, in a trend where candidates tend to pick already existing music and then just play it as is. What do you think about the music in this campaign?
You know, sometimes we do rightly wish for the good old days. It's like a pro wrestling match now. As each wrestler comes out towards the ring, they play whatever their theme song is in the background, but without any personalization. I would hope that someone steps forward and writes just that right sort of song for both of our candidates so that we have something to listen to and talk about in another 15 years.
Music historian Robert Greenberg. He's with San Francisco Performances in the Teaching Company, which markets recorded lectures in the arts and sciences. He joined us from member station KQED in San Francisco. As always, Robert, thanks a lot.
My great pleasure.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.